In Maryland, Republican Governor Larry Hogan has blanketed the airwaves with ads, while Democrat Ben Jealous works to generate the turnout he says will pave his way to the state house. But what are voters thinking about?
I would like to see funds actually make it to the kids.
Maryland is such a very expensive state to live in.
Education and taxes topped the list of voter concerns in Calvert and Prince George's counties. Antonio Barr, who coaches youth football, says he was stunned to find his son's Prince George's County Elementary School class had 39 students.
They didn't even have enough chairs and desks for the kids. Then I don't even want to talk about the cosmetics of the schools.
He explained,
I'm a graduate of Sula High School. Sula High School, when I go up there, it looks no different from when I went there. And I've been out of high school for 20 years. That's ridiculous.
Prince George's County resident Donna Brown said school safety is a huge concern, and she was encouraged by a recent state measure that adds school resource officers to classrooms.
I mean, I hate to see it happen because your schools should be safe, but the reality is they do need security.
Crossland High School graduate Kristen Green was FaceTiming with a friend at Montgomery College. She says she wants the issue of student aid addressed.
A lot of kids can't pay for college, and that's why a lot of high school kids don't go to college, because they're saying, oh, I can't afford this, so I don't go.
She explains she had to interrupt her own education.
I'm taking the semester off because of financial aid. I didn't get enough financial aid to pay for my classes.
In Calvert County, I caught up with Linda Bednarski and her husband on the boardwalk in Chesapeake Beach. They're approaching retirement, and as she explains, they face some steep medical bills. So health care coverage, specifically coverage for pre-existing conditions, is important.
The price of drugs, okay, that's another big one. And also with insurance companies, that they could stop your coverage once you reach a certain maximum. So those three points were very close to home for me.
Bednarski says 2 years ago, she wrote to Republican Governor Larry Hogan about her concerns and got a detailed letter back. That impressed her. But when it comes to her vote, she said,
I vote with my conscience, not with what the party dictates to me.
Kevante Anderson was outside Bowen's Market in Huntingtown in Calvert County. Locally, he's concerned about transportation. He'd like to see improvements to ease traffic congestion, but he says he may not vote in the midterms.
I mean, I voted ever since I turned 18, and I'm 25 now. But, my hopes just went all the way down after Donald Trump's been president.
Now, his view was not typical of the voters I talked to. Marylanders across the state say they may have voted along party lines in the past, but this year they're taking a closer look at candidates in the governor's race.
If the person is standing for what I believe in, that's who I'm going to vote for.
They're going to have to earn my vote. I'm not just voting Democratic because I'm Democratic. I'm voting who's actually for the kids, for the community.
With Voter Voices, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.